Well, welcome back to the Ultimate Wrap. A little bit earlier on in the morning, I caught up with Mark Sefulis to talk some tennis. Good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Shebex. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. Well, I suppose the big story this week in the tennis world has been the arrest of the father of Mark Filipoussis, Nick Filipoussis, on sex charges, I suppose it is, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a few charges against Nick. I mean, the father of Mark, who Mark was, you know, our Davis Cup hero in 1999 and 2003. He won both deciding rubbers back then, and he's an icon of Australian tennis for us. And he was my idol growing up, so... You know, Nick, his father has been a coach. He actually coached in Melbourne for many years, and now he's coaching over in the US. And the news came out this week that he's up for charges on, you know, over some young girls, which is not a great news to wake up to, especially for Mark. Mark was in court with his father just yesterday. And, yeah, really not great news for the Filipoussis family. The police have actually raised the bail to $9 million. So there is no chance of Nick getting out at this point in time. So the case will be running over the next few months, I guess. And he's, sitting in a jail in the U.S.
Well, that'll play out over the next few months, and I'm sure we'll hear more about that. Let's move on to the next biggest story, as big a story, I suppose, for tennis itself this week, is the injury to Novak Djokovic and that elbow of his and the fact that he has pulled out of the remainder of 2017. It's an early time to be doing that, but obviously he needs the rest.
Yeah, well, he did struggle at Wimbledon with the same injury, and he did end up withdrawing in the match against Thomas Berdych for the same injury. So I'm not really sure the extent of this injury, but a six-month layoff seems to be a very long time for an injury, especially with a player of his ability and with the medical team around him. So I know there has been some personal issues with Novak over the last 2 years. I'm hoping it's nothing to do with that, because he is a champion of our game. We don't want to lose players to those sort of reasons at all. So I know his elbow injury is a disaster, but I'm hoping the personal side of it is. He's on track. It does leave the door open now, though, for Rafael Nadal to probably take the world number one ranking off Andy Murray, which is huge for Rafa, who had a lot of time out with injury and a lot of his own issues going on. So there is a very close race for the number one position at the end of the year, with hopefully Nadal. It would be a great story if you get back to number one. And even Roger Federer has had an awesome year. He's about 1,000 points behind Andy Murray. So the two of them are trying to catch him, and we'll see what happens in the next few months with those guys.
So do we know what the problem is with Novak's elbow, Mark? Is it just a bad case of tennis elbow? Pardon the pun, but...
Yeah. No, I think it's a little bit more serious than tennis elbow. It did seem to be pretty hardcore at Wimbledon. He really couldn't hit serves and was struggling to generate new power. So I'm not sure to the extent. Nothing's really come out about it. They're just talking about general elbow injury, the old two to three week hamstring injury, I guess, in the AFL terms. We don't know what's going on with it, so we'll see what happens. And we want him back on court. We want the best players on court as much as possible, so let's see how the next few months pan out for him.
Arena Rodionova has been having a little bit of problems with some keyboard warriors on social media, and she's hit out pretty hard in the last few days.
Yeah, look, it has come out over the last few months. I know Sam Groth did put out on social media as well that, you know, he's really frustrated with people having a crack at him for losing matches. And obviously people that bet on matches get really frustrated when they do lose. But, you know, I know Arena Rodionova so well, coaching her for the last 7 years. And, she's such a good person, and she goes out there and gives her 100% every match. And people that are accusing her of tanking matches and not giving her best. And, you know, Sam had the same problems with keyboard warriors having a crack at him. But, you know, these players go out there and give their absolute best, we hope, time in, time out. I mean, Bernard Tomic's story might be a little different at times, but, you know, 99% of the players are out there giving their all. And, people that sit behind their computers and have a crack at these players for doing their job and giving their absolute best, should be ashamed of themselves, because these players are... very genuine type people, and it does hurt their feelings, and it's not just words that you're saying. It does pretty much get to them, and we just hope it stops for the player's sake.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There's no room in this world for bullying of any kind, whether it be of a professional athlete or a 10-year-old kid. It just should not happen anywhere in the world. Final one, mate. You mentioned Bernard Tomic. What did we make of the interview last week on the Seven Network?
That was an interesting interview, wasn't it? I'm not sure if our listeners...
Did we learn anything new?
I
don't think we did. I think it just sort of enhanced our thoughts on what we believe Bernard probably is.
I think so, Tony. I'm concerned for Bernard. He sort of said a few things like, you know, I've got no choice. I'm stuck in this sport. My parents put me in this sport, and you know, I had no choice in it. But you know what? We've all got choices in life.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you like. You know, I mean, tennis makes a lot of money for him, and obviously it set him up to be a multimillionaire, as he keeps telling everybody he is. So, you know, it's actually done him a really good favor in life. If he doesn't want to do it, there's other choices in life. You know, we all go to work every day. We all sacrifice things in life. Bernard hopefully gets to realize that, and he's doing something that, you know, millions of other people around the world are trying to do. And I coach kids every day that are just aspiring to be a Bernard Tomic and make a lot of money and be number one in the world and have the fame. But, you know, it is tough, and he's got that opportunity, and I just hope at some point he does realize that. It was a damning type of interview. I think it put him under the bus even more than what he was previously. Look, I mean, Bernard's still, you know, in the top 100 in the world. Let's hope he can turn it around. You know, he's obviously not in favour with the Davis Cup team, which is not a great thing for Australia. We really want our best players playing for our country and winning Davis Cups, a la the Mark Philippoussis of the world. We want those sort of guys playing and doing our country proud. So, it wasn't a great interview for Bernard, and he keeps digging his hole a little bit bigger with the Australian public. But, let's see what happens over the next 6 months. Hopefully he can find some love for the game and keep going and hopefully get back to the world top 20.
It's not that easy though, is it, Mark? You don't just find your love for the game again. I mean, if you're that disillusioned with it, you just don't find it again. I can't see this turning around for him. I honestly cannot.
I'm a little bit of the same. You know, I think, look, it's hard. You know, sometimes a really good result can really boost your confidence and boost your love for what you're doing as well. So sometimes when you're having a down patch, obviously everything's bad. So, you know, with Bernard, he's had a really tough year. He's really struggled to get past second and third round. You know, if a result comes his way, maybe something changes in his head. Maybe he starts to find his passion for the game a little bit. When you're losing every week, it does start to dampen what you're doing. So, look, I mean, I'm not going to stick up for him at all, but, you know, it is a tough gig when you're out there travelling day in, day out, but it's a tough gig getting up for work every morning like we're doing, Shebeck. So, it's time to sort of bite the bullet and have a crack. And if you're not going to have a crack, choose something that you want to do. And, you know, there's a choice in life, and hopefully Bernard chooses the right one.
It's not a tough gig, Mark, when I've got to get up on a Sunday morning and know that I've got to work with you, mate. Thanks for your time, as always.
Cheers, Shebeck. Have a good morning.
Good on you, mate. Mark Sefulis joining us here talking tennis.